Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Take my horse to the hotel room. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
8:23 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 63 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
She's always a great interview, and we enjoy her conversation. We've got Stacey Williams from the York County Library joining us with a look at what's going on in the various branches in the county. Good morning to you, friend.
Good morning.
Morning.
Do you want to get to this first, or do you want to go through your checklist? Which one?
We can go through that first if you'd like to.
Yeah, let's go through this. So we've got a scholarship workshop that's coming up tomorrow, Saturday, September the 16th at the main library.
Yes, I wanted to highlight this to let everyone know that this is a free workshop. We have the outreach director from South Carolina Student Loans coming tomorrow. Ooh. At the main library. So if you have a high school student, they can attend this free workshop. If you have any type of questions about how to look for scholarships, mm-hmm. how to fill out the application, this is the program you do not want to miss. This is a free workshop. So want everyone to know what's going on.
There are so many scholarships out there that go unused. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get everything based on the color of your hair to, like, if you're left-handed. I mean, those are some more of the more unique ones.
But
there's plenty of stuff out there, and I was able to I applied for every single scholarship I could, and it helped. Like, nickels and dimes make
dollars
and quarters. It was huge. I mean, we just applied to everything. $250 here, $500 here, $1,000 here. It adds up and helps a lot.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's great that they're here to kind of help folks navigate it. All right.
Next up, September is library card, sign up month.
Too
much coffee this morning.
Yes, September is always exciting for the library. We always advocate you can get a library card any day of the week. All throughout the year, but September is very special to us because we campaign really hard through the community, encouraging everyone that you know to get a library card. It's a really great resource. With the library card, you have free access to all different resources, homework help, ebooks, audio books, music, online tutoring, just everything can be utilized.
Videos, movies,
yes,
all the
everything. With the library card. So if you have not signed up for a library card, please visit your local branch.
All right.
Next up is National Hispanic Heritage Month, and that kicks off today, September 15th through October the 15th.
Yes. So actually last year that we got a grant from the South Carolina State Library to increase our Spanish collection. So we have new nonfiction books on technology. Those books are at the main library as well as our branches throughout the county. Those items can be checked out on our catalog. And as well, if you visit the main library, we have some information and great resources. But throughout the month, we encourage you to celebrate and learn a new language. We have a Mango Languages, and you can also utilize that resource as well.
Which is why it's important to also have the library card.
Yeah.
So you can get that with your library card that you need to sign up for.
So eBook Day is September the 18th. And what's the details around this?
Yes, that's just a day everyone reads an eBook. So this is a great time to use your library card. Or if you haven't had a chance, just look at our virtual library online. We have, the Libby app. We have Hoopla Digital. So it's a great time to kind of look and see what's available using your library card.
All right. I'm going to let you take this next one.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you do it because I know you're chomping at the bit. And we're bouncing back and forth. And you were upset because you thought I was going to try it. So you go right on ahead. And then I'll follow up.
If you want to talk like your pirate, you can.
Arr, matey. How'd we do, Stacey?
That was really good.
I thought mine was a little more English pirate, but
it's okay.
Leveled it out there, and then Ashley brought it home, like she typically
good.
Does. Well, all right, so you can learn to talk like a pirate.
Yeah, International Talk Like a Pirate Day is September 19th, and we we have a virtual resource called Mango Languages, and with Mango Languages, you can learn how to talk like a pirate if you want to. You can also learn how to speak Spanish if you wanted to learn Russian, if you wanted to learn any type of language, their resources for that through Mango Languages.
Well, those countries had pirates as well.
They sure did.
Stacey Williams is with the York County Library. As always, Stacey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
8:27 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 63 degrees.
Do you remember when it first died, September?
As the leaves begin to change and the air turns crisp, you won't want to miss the first ever Old Town Festival, Friday, September 15th, only in Old Town. Enjoy an incredible fun zone with inflatables, rides, music, food trucks, a wiener dog race, and more, including a pumpkin patch with over 500 pumpkins ready to paint. Bring the whole family to Rock Hill for the Old Town Festival, Friday, September 15th, from 5 to 10 p.m. Discover South Carolina, only in Old Town.
This is Olivia Shambly with YMCA of Upper Palmetto. This month, your joining fee equals the day of the month. The earlier you join, the more you save. Join now, just in time for the holidays. Hurry, the Y's Pay the Day deal ends September 30th.
Meet Joe.
Watch this.
Woohoo! Right now, he and his son are jumping on the bed, and his wife isn't happy about it.
Look out now.
Good thing they have a Badcock account, so they can get the credit they need to buy anything for their home. Because with Joe,
uh-oh,
you never know. Need new furniture?
Let Jeff Harden...